Friday morning has rolled around again, and so has Mara Davis. Well, maybe not. You're not literally rolling around, Mara.
Rolled in.
You're okay. Sauntering. You're strolling. As always, good to see you. However you got here.
So some music this weekend. Have you ever gotten that call, Steve? It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk, and I need you now. Has that happened to you?
I think I've made the call a couple times, but I haven't received them.
Well, I'm talking about the great song from Lady Antebellum, a country giant.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk, and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I'm...
They have become so, so, so popular, and they definitely have Georgia roots.
A little bit of trivia for you. I found out that Hillary Scott, the female lead, tried out for American Idol twice and didn't make it either time.
Isn't that amazing? I love hearing stories like that. It reminds me of all the record labels who rejected the Beatles. You know, it's come on now. So,
got an artist coming into town on Saturday night out at the Goat Farm. He's touring under a name that's not his real name. So right away, I'm thinking, well, he must be really creative.
Well, we're talking about Mac DeMarco, who's playing the Goat Farm. Meanwhile, the Goat Farm is total hipster central. Such a cool place to go if you haven't been there over on the west side. Such a unique corner of Atlanta there. But Mac DeMarco is a performance artist, and there are all these things that he does, wild things on stage. He cross-dresses. He's into wearing makeup. But he's also really influenced by Steely Dan. So it's kind of that new progressive music mixed in with some 70s art rock.
Can't claim again, never been reluctant to share, passing on pieces of me.
And he's known to drop a couple of lewd comments, so this may not be a show you want to bring the little kids to.
So, you've been warned. That's Mac DeMarco at the Goat Farm Saturday night.
The spawn of country royalty will be in town this weekend as well.
Yeah, the granddaughter of Hank Williams and the daughter of Hank Williams Jr., Holly Williams, coming to the Red Clay Theater. I think her music's terrific. You know, it's kind of funny. When I started listening to her, I had no idea of the Hank Williams connection. It didn't even click with me. So I started listening to her, and I was like, oh, I kind of dig this. She's giving me a Lucinda Williams vibe, and I love Lucinda Williams. She's getting all kinds of critical acclaim. Now, certainly, she gets people's attention when you're related to Hank Williams, no doubt. But I think she's got the goods to back it up.
I can't take this feeling of waiting on June. I pray to God she'll love me one of these days. I hope I find my way.
That's Holly Williams at the Red Clay Theater on Sunday night. So Bob Marley had about 90 kids, and this is one of them. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think he has 9 kids, but Stephen Marley, always fun live. If you're into reggae, I mean, it's a good old reggae throwdown. I've seen him before. He's lots of fun, and you can get some of the reggae classics. He'll do some Bob songs, too. So it's Stephen Marley at Center Stage on Sunday night.